23. This is MJ. Where it all goes down from here. This is Comedy Bombs number 23. Chairwoman Al.
K-Trash.
And Smoking Jay.
Well, we've got a non-live back-to-six episode show this week. So back on the lineup is Community and Parks and Recreation. We're also covering Outsourced, Traffic Light, Raising Hope, and Bob's Burgers. See, guys, I totally remembered.
Nicely done.
Not that you ever forget.
So now that it's we're back to the non-live version, it means we should be better prepared. Let's see how that goes. K-Trash won Who's Smoking Jay last week for his second victory in a row.
The surprise is no longer warranted. It's the second victory.
Was that a surprise? Did I say that?
I'm surprised. I'm surprised. I'll say it. I'm surprised.
So he's elected to go first this week. So let's get things kicked off. K-Trash, are you ready?
Ring it.
Buddy, I worked at a maximum security prison for 7 years, and those are still the gayest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, that's the security guard to Jeff after they brought him in the jail.
Talking about
his nipple protectors for running.
That's right. X is for treasure that actually exists.
That's Charlie on Outsourced talking about the G-spot map.
For the next 3 years, Sebastian was the number one boy's name in Pawnee, and the number three girl's name.
Leslie talking about the small horse, Sebastian.
On Parks and Rec.
On Parks and Rec.
Your genes?
Hey, horse.
That explains why Tommy's always eating crayons.
Sorry, I missed the beginning.
Your genes? That explains why Tommy's always eating
Lisa
crayons.
Lisa talking about... The little brother, how he was on the traffic lights.
That was actually Adam
talking
to Mike about his kid.
Okay.
Making jokes, covered with bugs, you are a man, damn you!
That's Gene on Bob's Burgers talking to Teddy in Space Cat covered with bugs.
The perfect guest. Yeah, I really got Jewish personed out of that one.
That's Pierce the Community when he can't use racial slurs anymore.
This Harvest Festival is going to knock your socks off, and when it does, I'm going to be there to give you a foot massage to completion.
It's Tom Haverford on Parks and Rec telling the reporter how the Harvest Festival is going to go.
That is correct. That was a pretty good round. That was 6 points.
Ooh, sweet. I'll take it. With an interruption, can I point out, by Jerome now? I think there's a little sabotage there in the middle.
Totally.
I don't think it really slows you down. I think it was all right. All right.
She's correcting a grave error.
Chairwoman now, you need 6 points to tie, which would be lame, or 7 points to win.
Is there a tiebreaker question?
There is a tiebreaker question.
Oh, good.
Well, I hope I get six.
Are you ready?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay. Hit me with your genie's bottle, rub it all over me.
Oh my god, that was awesome. Britta on Community. Talking to the boys and to Luca.
Supposedly singing Britney Spears.
Yes, she thought she was.
There are two things I know about white people. They love Rachel Ray, and they are terrified of curses.
Ah, yes. Ken, on Parks and Recreation, discussing what white people are afraid of after he spoke to Leslie about not doing it.
Fake curse on the festival.
Yes, yes.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that I am no man's wet dream.
Adam. Oh, yeah, sorry. Adam on Traffic Light, talking to Mike and Ethan about... God, what was their wet dream about?
Summarize things. All right, let's move on. It wasn't a perm, it was a body wave.
Bob's Burgers. Linda? Talking about Bob's perm. It wasn't Louise, because Louise said that it was looked like Barbara Streisand.
It was Bob talking about his own perm.
Oh.
Burgers. No, the DVD I bought on the street was called Insertion. It was filthy, but the plot was much easier to understand.
Pass.
That was Charlie on Outsource talking about a porn version of
That's
Inception.
Right.
That's, you know, what makes the sauce so awesome.
Andy on Parks and Recreation. He said I love you. It's April.
Yes.
What minute was that?
Ooh, I think you sabotaged yourself this week. That That was only 4 points, and one of the big reasons was your really wordy descriptions of what was happening in those scenarios. It was like you weren't even really saying what was happening, but it was taking you so long to do it. That was incredible.
Man, you gotta bring your A game.
I gotta start taking high performance, quote, hormones.
All right, well, just to put the icing on the cake. Kid Trash, I'm going to give you a chance to answer the typer question.
All right.
Wait, why does he get a chance? Why do I get a
chance?
Because
I won.
That's right.
But then
he earned the right.
You can take it if I can't get it.
No, I don't. Wait, no, wait. What?
What did Jeff say was Greendale's school's motto?
It was set your sights lower, lower the bar, or something like that.
Very close. You got the gist. Do you know the exact wording?
Lower your expectations.
It was lower your standards.
Lower your standards.
All right. That was a pretty good round. Third week victory. I think we do have to kind of stop being surprised that K-Trash
wins. I'm still surprised.
Come on now.
He's really turned things around. It's pretty impressive.
I don't know what's going on there. Well, I picked Kevin's favorites this week.
Right, so we're
going to Kevin's favorites.
Predict each other's favorites.
Yeah.
Now.
We need to think of a segment name for this. Any of our viewers out there, please give us suggestions for the name of this segment.
Oh, man. It's going to take a lot of time to sift through all those suggestions. You just opened a can of worms.
So I guess that your favorite was Parks and Recreation. I don't know about
the
scoring system. You're still doing
the
scoring.
I got the scoring system.
Okay. Am I right?
One. You check on the one.
Okay. Number two, Community.
Ooh, wow, 2 for 2.
Number three, Traffic Light.
Ooh.
4, Bob's Burgers.
Ooh.
What? 5, Outsourced. 6, Raising Hope.
Yeah, you got that one.
Now, what did I get wrong?
Outsource was number 3, actually, and then Traffic Light and Bob's Burgers were below it in that order.
What?
So.
All right.
That's minus 4 points for you, for sponsors.
I don't...
That is a mystery. I hear what happens and then I wait to...
Why can't I get +3? Parks and Recreation, Community, and Raising Hope. All right,
you get -4 for the missed spots, +3 for
correct
spots.
Why
so you're at
four?
-1.
If anything, it should be 0 because...
Guys, I explained the scoring system.
It's about how
you
many
lose
moves
a point.
Off. Just don't question it.
I mean, if you guess a 1 and it's a 6, that should be worse than guessing a 1 and it was actually a 2.
You
had Corey system weights. You know,
let's focus on the fact
account
that you had Raising Hope as your last, your least favorite show this week?
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
I thought it was a really poor week.
You're being sarcastic. Right.
You hated Raising Hope too?
No.
We'll
I thought you were
this
being sarcastic about the fact that Kevin, he never liked Raising Hope.
I know that he doesn't, but there were some... We'll talk about it later.
Okay, so I believe I have to pick Smokey J's predictions this week.
All right.
For number one, I have Parks and Rec.
That's correct.
Two is Community.
No.
You put Raising Hope second.
I put Raising Hope second.
Oh, wow.
Number three, Bob's Burgers.
Nope, number four is Bob's Burgers because number three was Community.
So four, I put Raising Hope. 5, Traffic Light.
No,
Outsourced.
Ooh.
6, I've got Outsourced. So, according to the revised scoring system, I got 1 right, -6. So I'm at -5.
This is ridiculous.
But you can zest. If she's
yeah, I'm losing,
right?
And she's still complaining. Let's go with the last
prediction.
It doesn't
make any sense.
Okay, so what I found about this game is I actually have a really hard time choosing someone else's picks to be different than what I think the best shows are.
I agree.
So I actually have, I think it's my exact same ranking that I had for me for Michelle. So that's number 1, Parks and Recreation.
No.
Oh!
That's crazy.
That shit is nuts.
I liked Community a little bit more this week than I liked Parks and Recreation.
Whoa,
I loved Parks
one
and Recreation, but there's a reason why Community edged it.
Alright, so I had Raising Hope as number 2 and Community as number 3.
No, but I had Raising Hope as number 3 after Parks and Rec.
Okay, so those 3 are sort of flipped around. And then I had number 4, Bob's Burgers.
I had Outsourced.
Oh, and then I had Outsourced number 5. And then Traffic Light number 6.
5 was Traffic Light and 6 was Bob's Burgers.
Oh, wow.
I told
she was just
I
trying to
really
mess you up.
No, I was wasn't. It was just a really weird
week. That just
week.
Doesn't make any sense.
I'm not trying to upset
So I didn't get
people.
A single one exactly right.
No, and you got -8 for messing up for all of your misplaced spots.
All right, your
so you're at -8.
Your scoring system is really demoralizing. I just want to point that out.
So, wait. If we were just doing moves without being rewarded for the ones that you got right, what would you be at?
I would be at 1.
No,
just
minus.
Oh, just minus? It would be the same order. I would have -6, you would have -8, and she'd have -4.
Okay. Interesting.
I don't even pretend to understand.
I've explained this multiple times.
All right, let's talk about our favorite shows this
so,
week.
So, no for Parks and Rec?
I loved Parks and
this
Rec.
This is shocking.
I love Parks and Rec. I still think it is still my favorite show, but I liked Community a little bit more this week.
See, I thought Community was off this week. Yeah. I really didn't think it was a great... It was a mediocre episode for Community.
Okay.
It was fine. It was kind of funny, but it was not an on episode for Community at all to me. This was like an amazingly on episode for Parks and Recreation.
Yeah.
I thought it was hysterical every moment. It was a no-brainer number one for me.
It was funny, but it wasn't as funny for some reason to me as other Parks and Rec episodes have been. I don't know.
But was it funnier than
Community? I
think
it's really well done. No, I found Community funnier this week. Hmm. I have the LOL counts to prove it.
What are the counts? What's the distribution?
Very close. 21 LOLs for Parks and Recreation, 25 LOLs for Community. And I'll tell you why. It's because of Troy, Abed, and Britta and their storyline. That's the reason why I liked Community a little bit more.
That was a good storyline this week. But...
It was good for a while. It got a little less good, I think.
Really?
At the
I thought
end.
The resolution...
I think it started off really strong.
I like that they made Britta so weird throughout the episode. It wasn't just Abed being weird.
Britta was pretty
that.
Hilarious.
Yes.
Cheryl Manow is always talking about how hilarious she thinks
yes.
that Britta is.
Yeah.
Often we don't agree, but I think this week she was really hilarious.
And Troy and Abed's growing horror at Britta was... hilarious to me. It was my favorite scene this week when they're on the couch and Britt is flirting with Luca and Troy and Abed keep on making noises like, ah, get away.
That was good.
So my favorite scene this week was definitely from the best episode of this week, which is Parks and Recreation. And it was part of the curse coverage on TV, and it was when they did the animated reenactment of the curse taking place in Leslie's office.
I didn't find that
good.
Funny.
That was hilarious.
That was so funny.
Yeah.
That was really, really good. And my runner-up, though, I also want to mention, was also from Parks and Recreation, and it was the opening sequence when little Sebastian gets introduced. Everyone in the Parks Department goes crazy, except for the new guy, Ben, who doesn't understand it. And it's worth checking it out. It's probably like 30 seconds to a minute long. Beginning of Parks and Recreation. I think everyone should take a look at that.
I did enjoy the Ben storyline about how, of course, he would be the one who'd be like, what is the deal, you guys?
Another little bit about that before we move on to Parks and Rec is that I love that they're still introducing like new historical murals.
Yes.
In the Parks Department. The witch burning of 1973 was just priceless.
I was thinking about that recently, too, like how Parks and Recreation, as we zoomed out and we saw the Sweetums tent and everything, I love how they built this whole Pawnee mythology. And I totally, totally like hanging out in Pawnee.
Mm-hmm.
But that being said, I can't help but think that I personally liked the intro to Community more. I thought that was funnier. It was the funniest intro for me this week.
What was the intro to Community? Remind us.
The intro to Community... is where the baby shower is going on for Shirley.
Mm.
And Pierce had his funny quotes and stuff. No?
The dean was the funniest
the
part
dean
of that.
The came in.
Yeah.
Was
oh,
like,
my
oh, I gotta spread
this. Putting
this
right on my thighs.
Yeah,
it was good. It was just a little mixed to me. It was a little uneven.
Oh, when the dean goes, can I get a knee-how? And this his house? That made me laugh.
Alright, what was your favorite scene?
My favorite scene was from Parks and Rec also. It was a different scene. It was when Leslie was walking around with the reporter. She was being super critical. And then you got to the end and she was like, you got Larry Bird's hands? Can they show the picture? And you got Sebastian and she just like flipped it. She was like, I'm in. Vanessa Mee just killed it.
I thought she was great. You
she
know,
was.
They had her on the show before, the reporter, and Joan.
Yes.
And she, you know, she's been funny before, but she was just, she was so much funnier this week than she's been on the show before. They never let that character
Did
die.
You enjoy how enthusiastic Ron was about little Sebastian?
Oh, I couldn't believe his, like, childish glee on his face.
Oh,
it was amazing.
Maniacal.
Son,
yeah.
This horse has an honorary degree from Notre Dame. The opening line from Ron.
All right, so there's a couple things that I need to clear up with you guys, though.
Yeah.
First of all, K-Trash,
yeah.
I think that this was actually one of the best episodes of Raising Hope this week. I thought it was really strong. I thought it was hilarious. I don't understand why you didn't like it at all.
I thought it was terrible. I didn't enjoy it at all. I thought the montages completely ruined it for me. That's why I rated it so low. I thought the montages were just awkward and not funny. I didn't enjoy any of them. And there were three of them throughout the show.
What are you talking about, montages? When was
the
that?
One where they, like, is this one suitable to be a guardian of the baby?
Yeah, that was the one. Oh, I didn't.
I liked it too. I actually didn't think this was my favorite episode of Raising Hope. But I really liked it a lot this week, too.
I thought it was so strong.
I thought this was one of its weakest weeks.
I thought Bert was on fire this week. Oh, my God. When they're sitting in the lawyer. I thought the lawyer was a great touch. When they're sitting in the lawyer's office, and they're going through, okay, the different scenarios. Okay, if Jimmy dies, you guys get the kid. If Jimmy and Bert die, Virginia gets the kid. And they're going through the scenario of when Virginia and Jimmy die. Bert is just sitting there smiling, pointing at himself, getting all excited. And they're both like, no, not going to happen.
It was I will say, to Kevin's credit, that it was a little bit more conventional this week in terms of the familiar storyline of who's going to take care of the baby. We've seen this storyline before on Friends and stuff. But Friends did not have Mama shooting pygmy mongooses out of the attic and did not have Sabrina catapulting herself through the roof and tackling Mama.
That
was also one of my favorite scenes this week.
Yeah, I thought there were so many great scenes and great lines, and it was just, you know, everyone, it was just the characters we've grown to love in that show, and each
you
one
two
of them
have grown to love.
I think it's ridiculous. All right, let's move on to my other big problem, which is the fact that you put Bob's Burgers, Chairwoman Al, last, after Traffic Light, which I think was pretty miserable this week.
I liked Traffic Light this week, because the first half of the episode I actually found really great until Callie appeared on screen and totally ruined the episode for me. Bob's Burgers I put last because I didn't laugh this much this week at Bob's Burgers. I didn't find that funny. It went past the point of, you know, funny surrealism to just weird and too much. Like, Linda didn't feel believable anymore. They made her too crazy. Louise...
Mm-hmm.
was the saving grace of the episode for me. But overall, I thought it was such a letdown after last week when we had such a great episode. The best episode of the season.
Yeah, comparing it to last week's, it wasn't as good. But to me, you know, usually there's at least three characters that I like on Traffic Light.
Mm-hmm.
This week, there was only one character.
Which character?
Adam was the
Adam
only character that I only had quotes from Adam written down with one from Callie just to, like, mix it up a little bit. But two of my favorite characters, the married couple on the show, they just didn't have that many funny situations. I thought the whole thing was just sort of flat.
But I liked Paul Scheer guest starring. That was fun.
So I think that they had two pretty awesome guest stars that were both completely underutilized.
Mm.
So one of them is Paul Scheer, who played Glenn G, the car salesman.
I disagree about underutilized. I mean, you can always use a little more Paul Scheer in your life, but I think he was utilized to the right degree, especially the final scene where you see him leaning back in all of his douchey glory.
He was okay, but I mean, I'm just... So I've been watching a lot of The League, and I want to give a shout-out to The League on here. This is not a show that we've followed, but it's really incredible. I've been catching up with the second season.
Uh-huh.
He's on The League, a regular on there, and he is so funny on that show. And in comparison, I just thought the Glenn G character was just not that funny. But the other person that was on Traffic Light this week was Rick Gonzalez, who played Mike's little bro, Charlie. And you guys clearly both did not recognize him, but you should recognize him as the guy who played Spanish in Old School.
Never saw the movie Old School.
Yeah, neither did I.
Jesus Christ. I gotta find new people to pop.
Sorry.
I actually felt like Traffic Light was a letdown this week, too.
What?
The 2 points that...
What's going on here?
What? You can have an off week.
Yeah, I can.
But where did you rate it? It was an off week for Traffic Light.
It was number 4 for you, right?
It was number 4 for me, yeah. I didn't think Bob's Burgers was very good this week, either.
Now, why did
I put all 3 of my shows in not enjoyable for the week. I have, like, my tip of the scale, enjoyable to not enjoyable. I thought Traffic Lights, Bob's Burgers, and Raising Hope, of course, was not enjoyable to watch. They failed on the transitions. I thought they built them up really well when they go to comedy or commercial breaks. And they had this great line for a punchline, and you were waiting for it, and they just weren't funny this week. It was terrible.
All 3.
I actually laughed a lot at the first half of Traffic Light, but I'm curious about, I want to talk about Outsourced and what you guys thought about it.
Yeah, let's talk about
really
Outsourced.
Really briefly. I liked it. I thought it was a good episode this week.
I didn't think it was bad.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't terrible.
It's not incredible, but
nope.
I laughed.
Yeah.
It's doing what it always does. It's a comfort show. It makes you feel good. It's never amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I kind of miss My Boys, though. That was my old comfort show.
But there were a lot of good lines, actually. I mean, I had a lot of quotes to pick from for that show.
Yeah.
And Charlie is the one that has the most. I mean, he just has a lot of incredible lines.
Coops was
like,
good this episode,
yeah.
too, I felt like. With the sweat sleeves and the half pants.
Sweat is a urine of pores. I choose to hold it in. That was a good
Reggie
quote.
That was good.
It was a good episode.
Yeah.
It's never going to be the greatest show. It's never going to be at the top of my list.
Yeah.
But it was fun to watch.
Yeah. All right. It's really the worst.
So, shall we move on to our conclusion?
Let's do it. Wrap up with...
our coda?
Sure, we'll move on to Trash Talk this week. So this is going to retouch on something we've talked about before. Chairwoman, I'm sure you'll appreciate this. This is touching moments in shows and how touching shows manage to be. There were a lot of touching moments this week, so I wanted to ask you guys, which moment did you think was pulled it off the best, was the best, most touching? So first of all...
can you remind us of some touching
yes.
moments?
And
so
say touching.
I'm going to give you the touching. Let me touch... touching white. Okay, we got it. So I'm going to give you 4 options here. Outsource for Jeeves' proposal to his wife.
That was not touching. That was...
Traffic Lights. There was the incident with Andy and Callie and the cars that are pushing down the street.
That's not touching because I really...
Okay, will you let me read them? In Community, there were some incidents between Shirley and her husband where they were talking about how they're going to live this great life together and get over any obstacles. And in Parks and Recreation, there was the Andy and April, I love you. Incidents, especially at the end of the Ferris wheel. So which one do you think pulled off being touching the most, if any?
Malcolm, Jamal, Warner, and Shirley. I mean, Nicole Brown. Shirley on Community.
So Shirley and her husband.
I'm not even sure what the answer was. Can you even say that again? You're going for Community.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Parks and Recreation. I think April and Andy are really cute. And
they are.
They always play it well. I mean, the sauce is awesome.
That's
all
true.
I have to say.
And they managed to be the funniest, too, I felt like, in Parks and Recreation in the touching moment, which I thought was nice.
I think they do a good job, of not making those touching moments feel disconnected.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that was nice is their misunderstanding was not based on a common sitcom thing where one character says, I love you, and the other character says, thanks, as we have seen in so many couple shows.
Because they freak out and they don't know what to
say.
Exactly.
It was just like, this is, of course Andy would say something like this, you know?
It's like Andy thought he said, I love you too.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that
exactly.
was just
I love you. It's like, what's the problem?
But instead he said, who is it? Dude, shit. That's awesome sauce.
Yeah. That was what he said. So I'm surprised, Sherwoman Al. You didn't think the shows were touching this week? This didn't satisfy your...
No. Traffic Light was not touching. I mean, no.
Sherwoman Al is crazy grumpy this week.
She is.
I mean...
I felt like they were clearly trying to be, even if you felt like they weren't. I felt like they were trying to finally build up a relationship between Andy and Kelly.
Andy.
Yeah, I guess so.
Adam and Kelly.
I still don't buy it. It's so boring.
Yeah. Their relationship is pretty lame. That show is pretty lame. That show was crazy week this week. I was like, that's a gimme number 6 on everyone's list. I'm shocked. I can't believe this.
Oh.
Well, maybe you'll do better next week in Kevin's crazy system.
I don't think it's me that's doing poorly. I blame you guys.
Hey, I want it. Well, until next week, when all of the shows are back, including Modern Family.
We can all cross our fingers that Chairwoman Al will be in a little more pleasant mood.
Yeah.
I'm not going on vacation next week, so I can't prophesy.
All right, signing off.
Bye.
Later.